reaching for the armbar.
Beautiful job of turning her back over, but Kaufman being stubborn, coming back up to her knees, keeping her balance, looking at rolling her back over.
Yeah, and that arm lock she's got, Pat, where she's holding her bicep, that's stopping it.
Kaufman's lone loss came via, and it's over! Rowdy Ronda Rousey continues to amazing!
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know what? As long as she fights in 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs.
Ooh! Double R, triple R, Rowdy Ronda Rousey. Well, she was in the news this past week. I had a story at ringtalk.com, which, check this out. A while back, several days ago, somebody called me on the phone. They said, hey, did you hear what happened to Ronda? Did you hear about Ronda Rousey? And I thought he was talking about, you know, the fact that she has signed an 8-fight contract with the formerly all-male Ultimate Fighting Championships, and the caller corrected me and said that that Rousey had done something else, and he couldn't get to it. He was at work, but blah, blah, blah. Dave Meltzer had said it. So I waited for the hard copy of Meltzer's January 7th Wrestling Observer newsletter to show up in the mail, and it did. And on page 13, Meltzer says, quote, here's a funny story, probably certain to be denied, but there is actually a video of it, although for obvious reasons, I don't ever expect the video to surface. Victor Chinian, remember him? He was a boxer, 112-pound champion, of course, who got knocked into another world by one punch by Nonito Donaire in a battle at 112 pounds. That was 7-7-2007, July 7, 2007. He never rematched Donaire, and since then he's lost a couple of fights, and basically his marquee value has dropped significantly. But he's a pretty well-known boxer of Armenian descent who has held several world titles. I think he's held titles at 112, 115, and 118. Anyway, he was in a gym with Ronda Rousey in Southern California, who trains judo. She was, of course, a 2008 Olympic bronze medalist in judo over there in Beijing with Michael Phelps, her best friend Michael Phelps. And she trains with these Armenians named Carol Parisian and Manvel Gamburian. And listen, we all know that Vic has a big mouth. I mean, he's done some stupid stuff. He really has, okay? But he said that no woman could ever throw him, ever. He said, no woman's ever going to throw me. No woman can make me submit, okay? So now let's go back to Rousey for a second. She has stifled many a man in the gym. She did not take out Dominic Cruz, as was reported, okay? The UFC champion who hurt his knee the first time, blew one knee out, I believe, in April or May of this year, and then blew another one out just a couple of months ago or a month ago. So, you know, he's in trouble. He'd probably be off all 2013, but she did not hurt him, okay? But anyway, so we'll pick up Meltzer's story here. Somehow that led to Vic saying that no woman could throw him or armbar him. So they locked up, and she launched him, she being Ronda Rousey, with throws one after another, and he had no way of stopping it, no way at all. Then they went to grappling, you know, getting on the ground, and it was just seconds before she armbarred him, and people had to break it up for fear she might hurt him. I kid you not. Big mouth Victor Chinian gets lit up like the White House Christmas tree by Ronda Rousey. Ronda's a real deal. I told you. I wouldn't put it this way. I wouldn't fret fighting her standing up, but I would never let her get close to me or grab me or get me on the ground, because if she did, she'd break my arm too. And speaking of arm breaking, she's going to take on Liz Carmouche in a UFC event in February, February 21st, from the Honda Center in Anaheim, California. Carmouche is 7-2. She's a striker with good jiu-jitsu skills. And here's what's up. She's billing herself as the first openly gay fighter. Man, I don't know. Big deal about that. Who wants to know? I really don't want to know. It's not a big thing to me. I mean, Liz, honestly, I live in San Francisco. I mean, you know, I don't have a problem with gay men or gay women or anything like that. In fact, I see two gay guys walking down the street and say to myself, hey, two more chicks for me. Okay? I just don't look at it that way. And I don't think you need to wear your sexuality on your wrist. You don't need to tell people, hey, I'm a lesbian. You know, I could sort of possibly look at you and sort of come to that summation myself, maybe, if I wanted to. Okay? But your sex life has nothing to do with me unless you put it out there and make it a public item, as you have here, okay? I've known gay boxers. One of them I was going to bring out of the closet about 6-7 years ago, a young man from Puerto Rico, and we decided after a couple of phone conversations back and forth that it probably wouldn't be to his best, wouldn't help him out as far as his career was concerned, but she thinks it's going to help her out, okay? More power to her, because the only one that's even given Ronda any type of fight, and that wasn't much, just 4 minutes and change, was Miesha Tate. She almost made it out of the first round. Nobody else has made it out of the first round. Sarah Kaufman, who you just heard submit to Ronda Rousey like in the blink of an eye, she beat Liz Carmacci. So I guess it's a showcase fight February 21st on pay-per-view for Ronda Rousey. I don't know how the UFC is going to market this one, but I think that they should have put her on Fox TV first. They should have put her on FX cable first. They should have put her on some type of network other than pay-per-view the first time out. You just should have. You got to show people what you got. You know, you got to entice them. You got to make them want to buy it. You got to show them the product. You got to show them the real deal. You can't just tell them about it and expect them to spend $50. If you want them to spend the $50, give them a little taste. Got to give them a little taste. The UFC is not giving them a little taste here, and I'm a bit disappointed by this. Of course, Chris Cyborg Santos, soon to be relicensed by the Nevada State Athletic Commission, the California State Athletic Commission, after that steroid debacle when she got caught with those steroids in November of 2011, suspended until November of 2012. She will be licensed in the coming weeks, and that's the big fight in 2013 for Ronda Rousey at 135 pounds. Cyborg says she can make 135. That's going to be pretty tough for her. She's been fighting at 145. She's had to cut off an arm to get there. She has the upper body of a man, but maybe if she isn't taking those performance-enhancing drugs, she can get her body down to 135 pounds without killing her. But that fight figures to take place sometime in mid to late 2013, and I don't think they're watering the plant enough. I just don't. This is going to be one of the biggest fights in history. You have to set it up right. This is like the Ali Frazier series. I'm telling you, this is going to be a major, major event. Here's a chance for a woman to come over to the world of combat sports and to bring women with her, women of every demographic, of every age group. They'll all tune in for the curiosity. How good is this girl? She talks a great game. She's beautiful. How can she fight as good as they say she can? People will tune in for that curiosity factor. And if you deliver the first time, they will buy the second time. But like a crack dealer used to do out here when I was a cop in San Francisco, he used to give crack to people free. Give it to them free. Get them hooked. That's the way you do with Ronda Rousey. You give them a little Ronda Rousey free. Then you get them hooked. Then you charge them. You don't charge them coming right out the gate. I just don't think that's going to work. They've only sold about 4,000 seats down there for the Honda Center in Anaheim, California. Not the greatest opening gates they've ever had as far as events are concerned. And that's sort of indicative of how the crowd's going to go. So I'm figuring maybe 8,000 to 10,000 people max in the Honda Center. Max, okay? The pay-per-view numbers, they may be different. Okay, but right now, the live event, and of course, she's from Southern California. I mean, she's a Southern California girl. So you would think that, you know, her homies would all come down. She's got like thousands and thousands of people on Facebook. So I would imagine that she can do 8,000 to 10,000 people, but as far as selling the arena out, I just don't see it. I'm talking about the fabulous one. She is Rowdy Ronda Rousey. And, of course, you know, I talked about how she's beating up men in the gym and she just lumped up Victor Chinian. Former lady boxer Lucia Riker of the Netherlands, she was unbeaten against her own sex, reportedly lost to a man in an unsanctioned mixed match in Europe. That being said, she still kicked a lot of male butt in boxing gyms all around the world, and she went undefeated as a lady boxer. So there have been times when women have fought men and this and that, but it's been unsanctioned. I think they should just let it go. I think Rowdy Ronda could beat a certain amount of men, and I think that, you know, there are certain women that in boxing. I mean, Layla Ali couldn't lick a stamp. Forget her. She was nothing. She was an atrocity to boxing. She was ripped off her father's name. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Got a great story up on ringtalk.com, of course, about the month in history as far as boxing is concerned. But this Victor Chinian being beaten up by Ronda Rousey, that was the story of the week, I thought, on the website. And, you know, Vic, what are you going to say now? There's a video of it around. A video. What do you do with the video? Wow. We're going with the Tower of Power. This is off the Great American Soul Book, circa 2008. Only released in Japan. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look at the world of boxing. Who's laughing like heck at Victor Chinian on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Yeah, you ought to be ashamed of yourself, baby. All sides and hoping.